to all my friends and neighbors in the United States of America. Wayne Elliott with you today as your guest host for the first hour on the Power Hour. And it, as always, it's my great pleasure to be with you. Well, there's lots going on in the world, folks, but to watch the news, you'd think it was just Mr. Trump and COVID still. In the news in Ontario again today, boy, I tell you, I don't know what to think anymore. They've blamed a computer glitch that has underestimated or underreported the number of COVID infections. I'm not sure how they know all this stuff so fast, but it just gets stranger by the day, in my opinion. Here in Ontario, our lockdown has been extended again here for another week and then be on very limited opening up. It's gotten to a point I don't think most Canadians understand the government's language, frameworks and lockdowns and emergency and color codes, gray and red. I know I'm confused because we have gone off emergency, whatever that means here in Canada and Ontario, but we're on lockdown. It means the only reason to be outside your home is to and from work if you're an essential service worker, or to get food supplies or medicines is the only reason we're supposed to be out of our homes here in Ontario. And of course, so I don't know what emergency meant, because we're still on lockdown and that's still the case. Businesses are really squirming and scrambling, small businesses. The big businesses are open. We can still go to the Costco's and Walmart's and line up outside as they filter us in so many at a time. But they've kept small business closed here in Ontario, Canada. And I'm not sure of the situation in the various U.S. states, but it they've reopened schools here, at least in some of the province. And it doesn't really make sense to me that the schools would open all the children, but the stores remain closed. Restaurants, of course, closed. And we've been warned when they reopen, it will be on a very limited basis, and also been warned or threatened that if infections increase, they will lock us down again. So here we are waiting for the third wave, wave three, when they do open things up again. I suspect that will happen. I understand numbers are, infection numbers are down overall in the United States and Canada. Subject to this computer issue in Ontario here, I guess, in big cities, the hospitals do seem to be a lot busier. Of course, there's a lot more people. And in many cities, they're reporting that there's no action to speak of at all. Some of the medical experts have warned, and this will be the case in the United States as well, I'd have to believe, is that, and I never thought of this until I just read this a few days ago, that, you know, all the concern is the hospitals being overburdened. It's fair enough. But this medical doctor said that the real trouble is going to come when COVID's behind us, because not only have the hospitals canceled many treatments and elective surgeries, they canceled those a long time ago, and this is not our first lockdown here or emergency shutdown. But there are apparently many folks that need surgeries, treatments of some kind, that are afraid to go to the hospitals, fearing that they are somewhat of a higher risk or COVID, much greater chance of getting COVID. Now, lots of us have thought, at least in Canada, I can tell you for years, that you know, hospitals are not the safest place to go with all the bacteria and so forth, and as good as those folks do cleaning, it still seems to be a, you know, a factor. Makes sense, I guess, if you have enough people ill in one place. But so this doctor warned that there will be one heck of a lineup and backlog when COVID is behind us and people are both allowed to, in some cases, and choose to, in other cases, have their surgeries done. So, you know, challenges abound, that's for sure. The border has been severely tightened up in Canada now. If you come into Canada, you have to, it's going to start this week as soon as the government is ready. I guess they would like to start it a couple of weeks ago, but when they told us about it, they're going to have government quarantine hotels. So you fly into Canada or you get into Canada any which way, you will be tested for COVID. And in the 3 days it takes to get the results, you have to pay $666 per person per night for a minimum 3 nights. And then they will give you your COVID results. They'll have them. And if you don't have COVID, you get to go home and quarantine for the balance of up to 14 days. If you do have COVID, you must stay in the government quarantined hotel at that price for 14 days. So they could hardly do more to discourage travel, that's for sure. And yet, you know, you can still fly in and out. And the airlines mostly, I think, are requiring fresh COVID test within 72 hours of you flying. And let's hope the tests are more accurate than what's been reported in the past. That's for sure. And with regards to the vaccine, of course, that's big news and will stay big news as so many people wait and the vaccines are behind schedule for deliveries. Pfizer shut right down and they have to expand their plant so they can produce more, apparently. I take it, at least in Canada and the United States, the vaccines that were promised or pledged aren't coming quite as quickly. As I've said before, it might be a blessing to have to wait. And the more people that get vaccinated elsewhere, the more information that we'll have. They've only discovered that folks with allergies should not have the vaccine. And there's really some question about elderly folks with pre-existing conditions having it after that incident in Norway when 20-odd people were vaccinated and died, all seniors with pre-existing conditions. So, you know, my fear about anyone getting it too quickly here before millions and millions more people are vaccinated is that they may well discover other risk groups that shouldn't have it in their own health best interest. And that's why I think Canadians might be fortunate that most will wait till close to the end of this year, we're told. We don't have any licenses to produce, so we're near the end. We're 37th in the world, number 37 country. And most Canadians, it'll be fourth quarter this year, 2021, before they can get the vaccination. And that may be a blessing in disguise. I hope they discover no more groups that are high risk of death or serious ailment. But if they do, best you know it if you're in that group. So I would suggest for folks to maybe read and keep up on this and not just some of the TV news. I've come to believe so little of that now, and politics is into it and all the rest of it. Speaking of politics, we'll get off the vaccine topic. Politics, well, that's something I know in your country, in the United States, this impeachment trial is going forward, and it seems like a waste of time. And I've wondered myself why they would push so hard for this. I mean, the Democrats have had a target on Mr. Trump's back since before he was elected, really, and never let up. I think they might be afraid of him coming back. And otherwise, why would they spend all this effort now to destroy a man who's already out of the office? And whether you're for Trump or against Trump, it is a little unusual, I think. So we'll see what President Biden, so far he's undone many things that President Trump put into place, right from the wall with Mexico the XL Keystone Pipeline. That was a biggie for Canada and the U.S. for jobs. And pipeline already started being built. Geez, they've got many, many miles of pipe manufactured. This is very big diameter pipe, and of course to carry oil. The plan was to carry the oil from the Canadian tar sands in Alberta down into the United States to help reduce any U.S. need for other foreign oil from the likes of China or elsewhere. And now it appears that Canada will export more oil to the likes of China, and America will have to find that extra oil somewhere else, somewhere else foreign. So I guess President Biden had came out in the beginning against the fossil fuels and in favor of green. And, you know, I'm in favor of green technology myself. I'm an environmentalist, and it has been disappointing for me so far that all of these windmills that we see, geez, they're everywhere up here in Canada, especially along the lake here where it's windy. Just a tremendous amount of these windmills. And we didn't make a very good deal here in Ontario. That's the most expensive electric power anywhere. But more distressing to me is that, by goodness, it takes so much electric power that these wind turbines are never going to be able to do it on their own, or does it appear the solar panels will. Good as all that is, and they have wave technology that I don't know has gone very far, but I mean it did work, taking the power of currents and waves. So it's kind of interesting, but canceling that project, there was tens of thousands of jobs involved, and quite, of course, mega millions of dollars in expense. And apparently it was for environmental reasons was President Biden's rationale for canceling the pipeline. At the same time, as he approved a pipeline that I saw in the news runs through Taliban country over in the Middle East, and I don't know if that's important to the United States or what, but just seemed odd to me. There's all kinds of odd things going on today. Our government is just, even though we don't have any vaccines, they just won't stop pushing it on the people to, you know, encouraging them to get it. We've got proof now. In fact, I have a friend, only lives 5 miles from me. She has now had COVID twice, according to her doctors, and was ill both times, is getting over it again now, but had it almost a year ago, and she was infected a second time, so I guess that mystery is coming to an end, that like influenza B, we can get it, I suppose, any number of times, but we can certainly get it more than once. The vaccine, of course, is not, none of the vaccines are to prevent COVID. People should understand that, at least when they're making their personal choices. It is not to prevent it. It is to make the symptoms less harsh on us. If we do get infected, that is what all the vaccines are about. None of them is for prevention, which isn't surprising because we haven't been able to. A lot of people claim the influenza B shot, the flu shot, has stopped them from getting the flu. The 1 year that I got it, I got the flu, which is ironic, but only had it a handful of times in my life. It is not for prevention. I've got two other dear friends, Canadians, that are actually in Florida right now, and they were out for an early morning car drive and saw a place they could get vaccinated, and there was no lineup and no waiting, and my friend said they were 10 minutes in and out. Just had to show their ID, were not asked any questions about their health or whether they had allergies or anything else, which I was a little distressed about. And sure enough, 2 days later, both he and his wife got COVID. This was after the vaccination in Florida that they received. Another thing I was troubled about, to tell you the truth, folks, is that for months before, it was a little odd, I thought, but months before any vaccine was approved, Bill Gates and others said that it'll be important that a person gets the first vaccine as soon as possible and then the second dose within 72 hours. Well, and I do believe that this changed because of manufacturing and insufficient numbers of vaccines as promised, vaccine doses. But now I've heard two different things. One that you can wait up to 4 weeks for your second dose, and then I heard up to 9 weeks, and that was that's here in Canada. Well, I don't know why all of a sudden that's good when 72 hours was thought to be the time frame, and I don't know why 4 weeks on one report, 9 weeks on another, except to say it seems to me it's about availability, not about what's best for us. So, you know, be a part of your own decision, folks, and get all the facts that you can. Talk to your doctor. I see as well, I just saw yesterday, that they're suggesting that if you have, let's say you have the Pfizer vaccine and then the next one available to you is the Moderna or one of the others, that they believe it's okay to mix and match. You wouldn't have to get the same one twice. And I found that odd. If they're not identical, the vaccines, and I assume they're not, then I'm just not sure why that's a sound statement. And I don't know how they'd know that, because most certainly it hasn't been tested. In the short trials that were run by the different vaccine producers, they didn't trial it with the other company's vaccine as a second dose or a first dose, and their vaccine is the second. They've never trialed this or tested it to have two vaccines of a different type. And then I've heard a year later you're supposed to have a third dose. So does that not matter either? You maybe could have a third type, three different types of vaccines. It's, you know, folks, I'm not a scientist. I'm sure as heck not a PhD. But I'd like to know, how do they know this? Why do they believe it? Why are they trying to sell it, other than the fact it's going to be kind of supply and demand situation, so you get what you get? It's not good enough for me, I can tell you, to just blindly accept that. I think a lot more needs to be learned. They now have, I don't know if it's approved yet, but I believe it's Johnson & Johnson, has a vaccine that apparently requires only one dose. There is no second or third dose. And I don't know that that's on the market yet, but I suppose that will be, if it's approved, will be popular. At the same time, they said that vaccine was 66% effective. Now, they've claimed... Now, by effective, they must mean if you get infected, you have less harsh symptoms than you might have had if you didn't have the vaccine. We know that for some folks, the symptoms can be terrible, including death with this COVID, depending on what other conditions you had before you were infected. And your age, of course, is a factor as well, apparently. But it just seems odd that all of these changes on the fly, so to speak, without evidence, without trials, without tests, the information is changing. As I said, the Johnson & Johnson, which claims to be one dose, now it's 66% effective, they say. The Moderna vaccine claims 90% success, and the Pfizer, 95% success. Now, if all that's true, I suppose there sure be people, if they had been paying attention to any of this in the reports and so forth, and what has been admitted admitted to us. I suppose they'd prefer the Pfizer, and they mightn't like the Johnson & Johnson that's only just better than two-thirds of the effective, they say. It's all pretty strange to me, really. It just, and we'd probably feel better if we had some five-year clinical trials. But, you know, folks, it's like pharmaceuticals, man-made chemical drugs of all the many types and kinds, manufacturers. All of those clinical studies and trials, most of them are 5 years. The test candidates, the people used for the trials, there's two major things. One, you must have a clean body. In other words, you cannot be on any pharmaceuticals. You must be pharmaceutical free. And I suppose that's in the interest of really seeing what the trial drug does, not affected by other pharmaceuticals. So it's clean bodies are required. And the second thing that's kind of troublesome is that they've never, to my knowledge, ever tested two drugs and their effect on people. It's always one at a time on clean bodies. And then what happens in real life, folks? The worst story I knew was my dear buddy Joe, who was at one point on 16 different pills. I have another good friend, Nick, who was on 9. Well, Jim Strauss always said these chemicals, first of all, our body has no equipment for man-made chemicals, unnatural substances like that. And secondly, he would say these chemicals don't know what each other is doing inside our bodies. They've never been tested. So the proof's in the pudding, as they say, folks. We're going to take a break here, and I'll be back with you shortly. Wayne Elliott from Lake Ontario, Lake Erie in Ontario in Canada. Thanks for joining us.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know, know what my mission was when I started this, and I was so excited. I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Welcome back, friends. Wayne Elliott here, your honored host for the first hour. Talking to you from Canada. It's cold up here. Lake Erie's really starting to freeze, and winter has set in. There's no doubt about that. Valentine's Day coming up this weekend. That's my birthday, February 14th, so I hope everybody has a nice holiday. In Canada, the Monday is the family day, so that's a legal holiday here. It's a long weekend in Canada. I hope everyone enjoys the Valentine's weekend and look after your sweethearts. Let's talk a little about our hearts and our health, and most important thing to us every day is our health and well-being. Without that, we don't have much, folks, that's for sure. And this is Heart Month, February is, so you can get your Strauss Heart Drops, of course, on sale, and just a great time to start them if you haven't. It's a 100% natural formula. Saved my life many years ago and changed my life forever, the Strauss Heart Drops did. And I just can't say enough good about them these past 25 years. My folks and so many other thousands of people. I was supposed to have another football player on with me as a guest who could tell his story about the CardioCom and how he developed the irregular heartbeat like so many of us do. Our heart is our pump. And since we're not horses or bulldozers, football's a game that can help wear out your heart. But unfortunately, he couldn't join us last minute. So, but I mean, my story, I had the arrhythmia after I had clogged arteries and angina and the irregular heartbeat. And that CardioCom was just a miracle for me 20-some-odd years ago. And still, I have not had irregular heartbeat since. And so Heart Month is a great time to look after your heart. And those two products in combination, the Strauss Heart Drops, the Strauss CardioCom, are just fabulous things to take. There's no contraindication with any pharmaceuticals, so you are safe. It's as different as food and drugs. And your satisfaction is guaranteed by the Strauss Company, so you can't go wrong. The Power Mall this month has the Strauss formulas on sale at 10% off and has many other 10% sales, so you can check that out on thepowermall.com. thepowermall.com to see all the great specials, upcoming shows, and so forth. Great information on there. And always great products. Ever since the very first days with Joyce Riley, the Power Mall has had nothing but the top quality, best-in-class products. I take the Strauss formulas every day, but I also take some other supplements, and I know you can get just the best at the Power Mall. And the things that I suggest, folks, the full-spectrum minerals, they're not in the soil, so they're not in our vegetables and fruits, so we don't get them. It's just as simple as that. That together with the missing enzymes in any of the genetically modified foods. So our foods aren't what they used to be and don't sustain us the way they used to. All the chemicals that surround us in our world today, including on our foods, sprays and chemical fertilizers and you name it, we're just surrounded with chemicals and our bodies have no equipment to handle them. So, you know, products such as the Strauss bladder, the Strauss prostate, the Strauss kidney blood pressure, an incredible product I took years ago. And for 20-something years, my blood pressure has been 120 over 70. It does not seem to change. And so I just think it's important if we want to prevent disease, that is the best way. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. You can ask anyone or know for yourself if you've had a heart attack or fought a bout of cancer and survived. These are difficult sometimes to come back from. Much easier to help prevent, and I think that's the key. Every Schedule A disease is on the rise, and so we're not doing very good in the disease category. We're much better at diagnostics than the old days. They have so much equipment now, so they can detect many things these days, but when it comes to resolving disease, we're not doing so good with Western medicine with everyone on the rise. So if you can prevent them, folks, do maintenance, you know, do four cleansing formulas like the Strauss formulas, get a good liver cleanse. And then you do, these days, our best to take supplements like full-spectrum minerals, I mentioned, vitamin D3, especially if you're over 50 years old. We do not, I'm 67, we don't take the vitamin D3 in as efficiently as we do from the sun, as efficiently as we do when we're younger. So I know I've had to supplement with vitamin D3 for the last few years. There's been many reports that claim that 80% of the people that get infected with COVID are in fact deficient in vitamin D3. It's a very important vitamin, or we wouldn't. It's so important to our heart and so many parts of our body. So I suggest you consider vitamin D3. It's not expensive, but it is such an important supplement. Vitamin C has been known now for over 100 years to be essential to us. Dr. Linus Pauling won, I believe, two Nobel Prizes with respect to his work on vitamin C and how a vitamin C deficiency were the cause of many problems, including hundreds of years ago with the explorers when they were searching for America and the New World and trying to find land. They often got scurvy, the form of cancer, and what they needed was citrus fruit. Lemons and oranges, grapefruits was the fix for the scurvy. Now, of course, the oranges are seedless. They're genetically modified and have been for many years now. But we have to prevent. That is the best way. It's just like you do with your car. You take it in for a service and an oil and filter change. You're wise to do it with your home furnace. If you have a furnace for heat, you got to change those filters. I do all the time. It's, they get very dirty. Your tractor, your lawnmower, everything has to be maintained. And really, our bodies are no different and never more than today. Never more than today when our foods give us so much less than they used to, when our soil is depleted, when we're surrounded by chemicals. There's never been a more important time for supplementation and for cleansing our tissues, organs and our tissues. So, you know, the other things to help keep a strong immune system, folks, we've talked about it. Got to get a bit of exercise, even a light stroll, a light walk, light bicycle ride is all good. Of course, if you can do more, if you can work with a little bit of weights, they don't have to be heavy, but it's important to help maintain muscle mass and strong bones. As I say, it doesn't have to be much. If you had a 1 or 2 pound little hand dumbbell, that's a lot better than nothing. You do have to get some sunshine and fresh air. That's the way we're meant to be, is out there amongst all the creatures and the bacteria and the pathogens and so forth that's out in nature. And our immune system gets stronger so long as we don't have a suppressed immune system, or we're not doing so much wrong and so little right to ourselves. That, of course, can weaken our immune system. Stress can weaken our immune system. So, you know, the Power Mall also has a great sale on two products, a 2-for-1 sale, and they are great products. One is Tranquil for anxiety. It's called Tranquil. The other is REM sleep. That stands for rapid eye movement. That's the deep sleep that we're all best to have. That's when our bodies really rest. It's when they really repair. It's very important. And if you're getting up too many times through the night to use the bathroom, for example, there's a good chance you're disturbing that sleep or not getting into it at all, which isn't good. So the Strauss bladder formula, which just came out in the fourth quarter of 2020, it's incredible, that formula. It's the original formula. I've taken it. My mother took it for years. Just a great formula. Kills bacteria. There's antibiotic herbs in the formula. Good supportive herbs for the bladder. If you can get up less through the night, there's a good chance that you will sleep better and avoid other problems. The incontinence, not being able to control your urine, not being able to completely empty your bladder. These are all very common things. The urgency to go. So many people have tremendous urgency that they have to go. And these all indicate issues, bacteria or some other issues. So the other thing I can tell you about the bladder formula is that in most cases, you will notice a difference within the first week. You will notice the difference within the first week. It's a very powerful formula, very effective, as all the Strauss formulas are. But and that REM sleep is just the trials on that product were phenomenal, just phenomenal, all natural, not loaded with melatonin to knock you out. There's just enough in there to help you relax, not even enough to put you to sleep. But the mixture of vitamins and minerals in that formula is just fabulous, the results that have been experienced. So the Power Mall, Daniel, Catherine, Jay, realize that today people are probably a little more anxious than usual. You might be very worried. You're out of work. This is a very serious, you know, there's a percentage of the population really doesn't know which way to turn next, I believe. All the restaurants closed, or so many of them, and limited number of people and so forth, and shutdowns. It's been very hard, and it's hard on people. And stress kills. We've known that for forever. And anxiety is, you know, is not a healthy place to be mentally. So I'd really recommend the Tranquil and the REM sleep. And if you need both, this 2-for-1 sale, you can get one of each in the sale. Get two and pay for one. It's a very good deal, and they've done that so that to give people an opportunity to try these great products and not be as financially burdened with a 2-for-1 sale. So there's always great sales at the Power Mall, always great products. And of course, the folks at the Power Mall and the Power Hour Foundation very much appreciate your support always. The Power Mall and Power Hour has always been about the truth and trying to bring you folks the truth. And that goes the same with the products that they offer for sale and make available to you. So your business is appreciated. Your patronage is appreciated very much. And as Daniel says, give your business to the good guys. And you do a lot of good work otherwise at the same time. So, you know, I hope everyone is managing okay. Some of the reports you read are very disturbing. I feel very bad for children, very, very bad, right from little toddlers like my grandbabies and niece and nephew, right up to the kids that just live for their sports like I did and has now been taken from them for the going into the second year here now. Just on the phone this morning with a committee member of the Hardball Baseball League in my hometown in Hamilton there, and you know, they're doing everything they can do to try and put on a season this year, and really hoping that happens. I don't know what I'd have done as a young guy without seeing my friends, without going to the park with the ball glove, without football. It was just such a big part of my life. The education system, I can speak here in Canada with these lockdowns and kids being kept out of school now for at least part of a second year, this isn't likely to end up well. It'd be so hard for these children to catch up and try and somehow make up with what they've missed and carry forward in later grades. So it's my heart's really bleeding for the kids today. They are suffering. We're all social creatures, but you remember, hopefully you remember when you were a child and how, you know, the most fun was just seeing your cousins, seeing your friends at school when you're a school age, playing the sports, being involved in the clubs, the chess club and the music club and band. And this is all very important to humans. And children, of course, in their development years, it's just that much more important. So these are difficult times, and there's just so many people struggling with between financial and trying to do the best for their children. The one thing I urge people to do is, just like our moms used to do years ago, was to get them outside. And, you know, you can buy a cheap ball if you don't have one. It doesn't matter what kind of ball. And just encourage them to get some exercise and kick the ball. And my little ones, my grandbabies, were out here on the beach a couple of weeks ago with a bonfire, and we had just an old ball, and the dog was out there, and they had a whale of a time just kicking the ball around and running and chasing the dog. Very important to them. Exercise is important to all of us, but kids, you know what they're like. They have a sleep, and boy, they're like a recharged battery raring to go. Well, they got to go. They have to burn that energy, and it's just good for everything. You know, it's not so many years ago they first discovered high blood pressure in young children. Never really been even considered before. But, you know, with these games, these video games that kids are so into now, and they're not, for the most part, not as active as kids once were. We didn't have these devices long ago. And so it's just so important to get the kids out. And they've been fining people here in Canada on ice skating ponds and ice hockey ponds, and just seems ridiculous. The kids are out getting fresh air, but it's just very important if you can get the young ones out. Geez, I remember people used to put their babies out in the carriage on the front stoop, and even in the wintertime, covered up good, and getting some sunshine and fresh air. So it truly is important, folks. It's part of what we need to do well, and the children are no different. So just keep that in mind, and for yourselves as well. You know, I never went for a walk in my life or a bicycle ride that I regretted. I always felt better if I was a little anxious about something or a little stressed or something heavy on my mind. It always seemed to be lighter when I got finished the walk or the bicycle ride. Anything you can do is good. If you're lucky and you have a garden, by all means, down on your hands and knees and pull some weeds and take your tomatoes or whatever you're growing off there. You're stretching, you're bending, you're out in the environment. That's the healthy things to do. So I hope everybody gets a chance to do something for themselves and be outdoors every day, at least some period of time. And I hope you can get some exercise. They've closed the malls here now. They've been closed again since Christmas, and I know a lot of folks choose to go to the mall not only to look around but to get their exercise. Some of these malls are good places to to spend an hour and get those legs moving and exercise. Well, that hadn't been allowed here since Christmas Day in Canada, and hoping to reopen again in a week, they say. But we're kind of going week to week here, and it's a little stressful for me, I must say, because I know, you know, so much of this is kind of, well, it's against our best health interests to start with, to be cooped up and, you know, and not to be getting the fresh air and getting outside and getting some sunshine. It is not the healthy way to go. And yet, some of us have been, you know, been forced to not go to the malls and so forth. So I really hope that changes coming up here this next week and that people can get out again. It's very important, and I guess, you know, we got to try and not be too stressed by the things going on around us, either politics or anything else, especially things we can't do much about. Everybody's got to vote, but that's about all we have, and so we've got to try not to. Easy to let it get to you, no doubt. I got to tell you, I struggle sometimes with the stuff I see, but there is no percentage in carrying it on your shoulders when you can't do anything really about it. And as they say, the sun will come up again, and we just have to try and do everything we can in our own best interests and try to stay healthy. Try and stay healthy. So. Get enough good food. Everybody's going to have snacks and treats from time to time. We're all going to, most of us anyway, going to eat things that may not really be good for us. But you got to make sure you get enough of the good stuff. Enough of the good stuff. The greens, and if you're making salads, making soups, try and make them as colorful as you can. Get as many colors of vegetable in there as you can. You're getting all the enzymes then. It's just the healthiest things you can eat. You know, we all know that we're not supposed to eat 2-pound steaks. I used to love them. But, you know, we're just not supposed to eat red meat in those quantities. It's not really good for us, hard to digest and so forth. And, you know, try and find all the natural things that you can. Avoid the seedless foods if you can. Sometimes it's hard. But try and find the natural foods and prefer those. I've also suggested to folks to check out that book, Eat Right for Your Blood Type. I found it to be very relative, very relative. I've also found it to be somewhat disappointing because some of my favorites, I'm a blood type O, some of my favorites like cashew nuts, cucumber, my ultimate favorite vegetable, are not good for me. And then, not surprising to me, two vegetables I didn't like, Brussels sprouts and cauliflower, they are not good for me either. They actually claim they will make a blood type O person fatter. Hard to believe, Brussels sprouts and cauliflower. If you've got stomach ailments, folks, ulcers, any kind of stomach problem at all, a very easy, cheap cost thing to do is to eat European sauerkraut. That's two ingredients only, cabbage and salt. No wine, no vinegar, that can hurt you. Just two ingredients, or you make it yourself, or if you don't like sauerkraut, chop up green cabbage very fine, small as you can, like for coleslaw, and generously put sea salt on it. And you have 2 or 3 forkfuls of that before every meal or snack for 10 days, and watch what happens. Our stomach lining is basically sodium, and it's incredible what I have seen happen in 10 days, just having a couple of forkfuls, chew it well, before every snack or meal, and watch what happens. Anyone suffering Crohn's colitis, you know, the inability to digest fiber, for example, the only fix is fiber. You must get fiber, even though you're unable to digest it. So there's two secrets. One is to get good digestive enzymes. You can get them at health stores. You can get them online from most anywhere. Just type it in, digestive vegetable digestive enzymes. And this just helps your stomach break up that food, the vegetable enzymes do. In extreme cases where people are bleeding and having to have transfusions and so forth, put your food, whatever you're going to eat for dinner or lunch, put it in a blender. Make it like baby food. So it does a lot of the breaking up and digestion for you. Otherwise, we need to chew well. Digestion starts in our mouth with our saliva. So you need to chew your food well. You really should liquefy it, as they say, is the best thing, if for the sake of your digestive system and your stomach. Most of us don't do that, or a lot of us don't. It's a good thing to do, but if you're suffering Crohn's disease, then please try that. Digestive enzymes, and you would take two or three, depending on your size. I take three before meals. Super enzymes, they're called. They're vegetable enzymes. I don't have Crohn's, but I do that for the sake of my digestion. And then, as I say, put your food, if you're having roast beef, gravy, mashed potatoes, and green beans, put it in a blender. Eat it all together anyway. It tastes good. And you'll see, soon you'll be able to start digesting and you'll gain weight. Thanks for having me, folks. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting the Power Mall. And I hope to be with you again soon. God bless and all the best and good health to you.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.